Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Radio Row in the Loop, John Lopez, Landry Locker on Sports Radio 610. In about an hour, Brian Billick, the former Ravens coach, is going to join us in the Twin Peaks hot seat. And if you don't think I'm going to ask him about the 19-year anniversary of the Ray Lewis murder trial, you're out of your damn mind, and you obviously don't know me. I can guarantee you that's the question that's going to be asked. It's going to be the first question that I ask. I don't know if it should be the first.
You might want to
be the first.
It's going to be the first. Dance your way in.
It's the first question I'm going to ask, and that's what's going to happen. That's just how it is, John Lopez. And speaking of John Lopez, 30 years in Houston. I know you've interacted with the Phillips family quite often.
I sure have.
Bum Phillips all the way to Wade Phillips.
Bum Phillips.
There you go. Shout out to the wife. That's very John McClane of you, but I respect you for doing that. Mm-hmm. You caught up with Wade Phillips yesterday at Media Day, got a few minutes with him. You were in the media scrum. This is the OG with the defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams.
Wade, did Bum literally give you that coat? Houston right now is going crazy about that picture of you coming off with the dad's coach. As well.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Bum give you that to you, or Debbie, or how did you
get it? Well, Debbie sent it to us.
After he passed?
Yeah.
What was the story there?
Just wanted me to have it. I wanted to have it.
How old is it? Do you remember when he bought it? Like,
No.
I remember seeing that thing in the mid-70s.
I'm not sure, but I know it's a.
He wore it in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I think he wore it on the field, which you can't do those things anymore without a swoosh on it. So, you know, he's the last guy to basically break the mold. Yeah, be on the sideline with a cowboy hat.
Had you ever worn it before that?
I had one like it, but not that particular one.
Wade, what's it like? You've done it before in the past, preparing for Tom in the postseason, just going against him.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about getting an earpiece and listening to Romo, and then he'll tell me what the play is. That way I'll be ahead of the game. But that's the only way you get ahead of Tom Brady.
Those
days are past. That train left the station.
Wait.
Last week, the Chiefs was the leader in sacks in all the NFL, and they couldn't get to Tom Brady. Are you ready to get him?
Well, we're going to play our best. I think we'll be ready to play. We've got a really good football team, and, it's going to be a great game.
Your 2015 Broncos had a great day against Brady in the AFC title game.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's gotten you a few times, but can you replicate that? And what do you remember about that game that you did well against him? Got him off his spot?
We had 24 hits on the quarterback in that game. I mean, those guys were phenomenal defense, one of the greatest teams of all time, especially in the playoffs when you beat Roethlisberger, Brady, and Cam, and all of them were top quarterbacks, and even Carolina was averaging 40 points a game in the playoffs. So we had a great stretch there with a great defensive team, and those guys will always be close, and they always had special things. We've got some different things with this group. We played the run really well the last two games. I think that's going to be a key for us. But Tom Brady's Tom Brady. He's big in the big moments.
Wait, how much smarter does Aaron Donald make you as a coach? How much smarter does he make you as a coach having him on your team?
Oh, well, good players make you a lot smarter, you know. So I was really smart when I had Reggie White and when I had Bruce Smith.
How good is Aaron, though?
He's the best player in the league right now, best defensive player in the league. I mean, I'm sure he'll be defensive player of the year again this year. So 2 years in a row is pretty special. Makes him one of the elite guys.
How would you compare J.J. Watt with Aaron Donald?
What's that?
How would you compare, as you've coached both, J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald?
They're two different players, but the same kind of thing. I mean, both of them have earned Defensive Player of the Year now multiple times, I think, Aaron, this year. So, You know, once, I mean, like I said, I coached Bruce Smith and Reggie White and Curly Culp and Elvin Bethea, and, you know, all these guys are in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's hard to say, well, this guy's great and this guy isn't. All of them are great. All those guys, all those special guys are.
Wade, Roby Coleman said that he sees signs of age in Tom going back to stuff. What do you see?
I'm the one that got old. Tom Brady, like I said, Tom Brady doesn't seem to get any older. And he's such a great player. And I have great respect for him. We're going to try to do our best against him, but he's a tremendous player and a tremendous guy.
From what you've studied recently, does it look like they've changed their offensive identity a little bit? Obviously running the ball better.
Run the ball more than they had previously, or run the ball effectively really well.
It's a very popular Wade Phillips at Super Bowl opening night yesterday. Very popular guy. I think of all the guys that didn't have a podium, I think him and Nickell Roby Coleman, who I got to catch up with, I think they probably needed podiums because Wade was getting straight swarmed.
Wade had at various points had a bigger crowd than Bill Belichick. Because, I mean, guys that were talking to Belichick had to be there because he's the head coach. But the ones who could chose Wade Phillips, you know, because he's more engaging and you know you're going to get better answers.
And speaking of better answers, Rob Gronkowski was at the podium. You want to talk about a guy who loves this?
He loves it.
Rob Gronkowski absolutely loves all the dumb questions and the tomfoolery that comes with Media Day. He was answering a lot of meaningless questions like legacy questions and matchup questions and all that meaningless stuff. But he answered the question that everybody really wanted to know and all the loopholes wanted to know. If you were fat, Mr. Gronkowski, would you wear a shirt at the pool? This is me with Rob Gronkowski.
If you were fat, would you wear your shirt at the pool?
What's that?
If you were fat, would you wear your shirt at the pool?
Yeah, I would cannonball and get all the chicks wet.
Get all the chicks wet.
Well, he doesn't need to wear it now, but that's a pretty dang good. Good on you to get that out of Gronk. You know he was going to answer that.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, you know he's going to answer that. Let me ask you something. Who was the running back up on stage between the sessions from the Patriots?
James White?
Was it White? Anyway, a Patriots player was asked about, all the experience that the Patriots have in the Super Bowl and how little experience the roster of the Rams has in the Super Bowl. And he was asked about, does that make a big difference? And he said, only at things like this, only at like the media day and some of the media and events that you're obligated to do.
I'm not an NFL player, but I disagree with
that. I was just going to ask you because he goes, but once the game starts, it's just football and everything's the same. I was going to ask you because I don't agree with it either. I think just you feel it. You feel it in the air, on the field, even though it's just the same game you played 2 weeks ago. You it's got to feel different.
And that's what makes Tom Brady so great. By the way, Think Tank coming up, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610 to get in, the number one segment in all of Houston. We'll get that loaded up and hear from the loopholes here in 3 minutes. But that's what separates Tom Brady from all the other guys is that it is just a football game to him. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. A lot of guys fold under pressure. We see it all the time from even some of the greats. So I disagree with James White there. I get why you say it, and I get why you try to hype yourself up, but that's just not how it works.
And I go back to my Tiger Woods comparison analogy. You know, Tiger Woods, not since about 2003, has ever really gotten over a pressure putt because he's had all the money in the world. He's won all the tournaments in the world. When he stands over a putt on the 16th or 18th green at Augusta, he doesn't feel any pressure because there's nothing to lose for him per se, other than that particular event. The same thing with a lot of these Patriots, especially Tom Brady. What is he going to be nervous about? I mean, his legacy is established. Everything.
I think he's still.
No, he's hungry.
I think he's just as hungry as he's.
No,
ever
he's
been.
Hungry, but he's not. It's not like he's feeling that pressure. Whereas Rams players, guys that have been in the league 6, 7, 8, 10 years. They're feeling the pressure of, my gosh, if I don't win it now, I may never win a Super Bowl. They're going to feel different even during the game, I'm convinced.
And what did you think of Jared Goff yesterday? Being a body language expert, how did because the Patriots seem about as confident as I've ever seen them. I couldn't get a feel of the Rams, really.
I'm telling you, Jared Goff, if you like, okay, draw a picture of a cool California dude. That was him. He was just like California laid back, like, man, you know, bobbing his head. This is really cool, man. He wasn't, you know, wide-eyed. He wasn't, you know, stumbling around in awe of anything. I mean, he was sitting there next to Tom Brady at one point, and just like they were just like chatting it up about Southern California, man. I mean, it was he is you know, he's got that laid back approach.
What do you think his drink of choice is? If you had to guess what Jared Goff sips on, what would you guess?
I can tell you, it's probably going to be a Pacifico with a lemon.
You don't think so, Josh Beard? What do you think?
Definitely Arbor Mist, Blackberry Merlot.
Yeah, but he's a California dude. Drink that Pacifico, man.
I just feel that like really cheap $10 wine vibe from him, though.
No, he's a beach dude. I guarantee you he surfs.
Boone's Farm, at least.
I guarantee you he surfs.
Shout out to the Green Boone's
Farm.
What
do you think?
Definitely the best. I'd say he's like a Corona with a lime or a Modelo.
Yeah,
like a Mexican.
But
like
in California, they're all about that Pacifico, man.
Are they?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of people are.
I thought they were about that Corona.
And Corona. No,
what do you think
doubt.
Brady sips on? Something expensive to ask.
No, I think he drinks martinis.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
The blood
That's
of
a damn
enemies.
Good guess. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to share my hot, super hot piping take on Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
What if I said no?
Well, then my feelings would be hurt.
Nah, go ahead.
Here's my piping hot, super take on Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And I am
don't oversell it.
I am deliberately overselling this, all right? Peyton Manning looks like a complete dork. Complete dork. But is a really cool dude that is very hip.
Okay.
Tom Brady looks like a really cool dude that is really hip, but he's a complete dork.
Do we have that audio of Tom Brady with the kid, Figgy? I know I'm putting you on the spot, and you're at
Nah, we ain't got it right now.
All right, yeah, we're going to hear that next on Around the NFL.
So you're not disagreeing with me too much.
You might have some video proof to back it up, because we have Tom Brady yesterday at Radio Row, and this is what drew you to that conclusion in the pre-show meeting. So we'll hear that coming up next in Around the NFL. But right now, you know what time it is. You hear the music, the number one segment in the country, number one segment in the universe, number one segment, most importantly, in all of Houston. It's the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why not, J-Lo?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're doing just peachy because we're talking to the Loopholes live in Atlanta on Sports Radio 610. Let's get it started, Figgy.
All right, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
What do you do? What do you do? The real
hey.
Mike in the house. I think I need to give a shout out to old Figgy Fig down in H-Town, doing a great job, brother.
Thank you, man.
Hey, and Landlock and Lopey, I sure hope they don't drug test y'all when y'all get home, man. Y'all walking around with all that Marahoochie out there.
Dude, it is just seeping
lot,
in through
bro.
The pores in our skin.
It's a lot, bro.
Nice. Hey, let me leave y'all with this for Super Bowl week Tuesday. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I love Money Mike.
Good one.
Absolutely love him.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think Houston has three outstanding GMs.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Short nothing sweet. Wrong with that.
I would say, you know, Brian Gain, it's a little bit early. See how he addresses cornerbacks and O-linemen in the offseason. But I think so far so good. He's done a good job. Jeff Luna, you can't argue with his success. And the decisions he's made at every level. He brings in the guy that's pricey in Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Brings in the guy with the high upside in Garrett Cole, and then goes and signs a low-level free agent like Charlie Morton. On every level, he's good. And then you got Daryl Morey, who in-season acquisitions, you can't really argue with the ones he's made, especially with Fareed and Austin Rivers. So, I do think there are three very good GMs in Houston.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think that John Lopez is either a racist or he was trying to get a reaction out of Saqib Talib. So why don't y'all ask him a question about what do you think for the think tank? And one more.
That's a good problem. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, it's all celebrities there. And one more for the Texans, for the offensive line to make them better, why don't they take a class, a sumo wrestling class, to get their push and stance rest. Thanks.
Hey, you know what? Crazier things have been done. I mean, they do yoga, they do ballet, all kinds of stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, why not? Why not some sumo wrestling? Mm-hmm. I like that suggestion from my man there.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello. Go. I think if OB doesn't hire an offensive coordinator, he's crazy. He's insane. our red zone percentage this year. Low. Crazy. And we've got to have some plays for certain situations. We don't have them.
Yep. Good call. I like the mix we're having. Yep. We're having some fun stuff. We're having some heavy-duty football stuff.
Race car thrown at the OG.
It's all right. It's all right.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Yeah, this is John Lopez within the loop, 610 Sports. I'm here interviewing Aqib Talib. Aqib, tell me, did you know that Wade Phillips is white and you are black?
Race car! I said different background. I said different background. Did you guys know?
Hey, did you guys hear?
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again, and Gupta. I have a joke. What is the difference between the New Orleans Saints and Landry?
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, no.
The New Orleans Saints get paid to take L's. Landry does it for free. And John Peter, I hate you.
Two L's.
What can he not do?
Who?
Gupta.
Oh, he's the best.
What can he not
do? He's our number one ranked loophole, isn't he? In our informal poll last week?
I'm going to have to say L, Matt, because I don't want to lose a listener, so I'll just say it. Even though she wears pajama pants to the grocery store.
You pissed her off.
Yeah, that's all good. Oh, smoke shop.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Josh Beard might be the only one who appreciates this Illuminati theory, but I'm trying to say that Tom Brady is Sora from King Hearts, because in 2002, they released the original Kingdom Hearts. That year was the year that he won his first Super Bowl against the then St. Louis Rams at a stadium now called the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and he's going to be playing in a Mercedes-Benz stadium that's also an NFC South team stadium against the now Los Angeles Rams. Tom Brady wins his final Super Bowl and retires into the sunset.
What just happened?
I didn't get any of that.
Can you translate that?
Yes.
Look, that was really long and convoluted, but yeah, I get it. Plus, the new Kingdom Hearts just released today.
So what is that?
Oh, yeah?
Mean?
Yeah, so I don't know. He's trying to tie in the Illuminati, a video game, Tom Brady, and Mercedes, but it all makes sense to me in my brain.
I think we should move on.
Yeah, next.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Stats, if you thought I hated the Texans before, with this breaking news that they hired that sorry butt, Brian Cushing. Oh, my God. If that is not blatant race card racism, I don't know what is. Where's Andre Johnson's job? Where's anybody else's job?
Actually,
he does work for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, PaveTex. Yeah,
plays for him. You know, Cush.
Yeah, Andre Johnson actually it does work for the Texans, PaveTex. And Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Mm-hmm. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, real quick, shout out to my boy Cush holding it down in the weight room. I just want to clear things up. The only thing Cush said was that Billy O'Brien was just a mook and doesn't belong in the NFL or in any level. And so I just want to clear the air and make sure everybody understood. And Rice is redneck out.
Wow, that was him?
Wow.
That was Rice is redneck's got some versatility.
Dude.
He's climbing the charts.
He dropped some bars last week.
Yeah.
And then he just went on. That was the best impression we've had.
That is.
That was the best impression we've had.
He even said mook.
Yeah. That was sick.
Dude, yeah. I got to say, that's one of the worst impressions of me that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, Beard, you ruined it. Just keep that. That was bad. Yeah. Don't hike your leg on that. That was almost like doing the sequel of a great movie and then just see it completely bombing at the bar. That wasn't as good. Go ahead.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Stars from West Texas. I think the hire of Brian Cushing by the Texas staff is an interesting hire.
That's a good take.
Good way to put it.
Thinks it's an interesting hire.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the think tank. Go. Go.
Smoke shop.
You're in the think tank. Go.
Hey, Figgy.
What's up?
It's Oralewe. you chopped it all up yesterday. Hey, homeboys.
Yeah.
Y'all could have asked Jeff Garcia if he had any naked pictures of his wife. And if he said no, would he like to see some?
Oh, God. Damn.
That's
man.
Cool.
Wow.
How many people texted you about his wife?
Jeff Garcia's wife? Everybody.
Everybody texted
every,
me.
Every single person.
You on the thing, Tank? Go. Go.
I think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady should just turn into the Bills of the 90s and just say, if you don't want me in the Super Bowl, then beat me.
Yeah, I mean, they are saying that.
That's the last one right now.
All right, let's go. You got the final word. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go. Go.
Hey, I think that I'll call back and do what most reporters don't do and retract that statement since you corrected me and said Andre Johnson actually gets paid, but I still hate Brian Cushing's face, and I wish the worst on all that.
At least Pavetex has journalistic integrity.
He wishes the worst on all that?
He wishes all the bad things in life for Brian Cushing, no exceptions. I think that's basically what Pavetex just said. But at least Pavetex, he might not have a lot, but he does have journalistic integrity. He doesn't have fanhood integrity, but he has journalistic.
Yes, he does.
Good episode of the Think Tank, minus the beard Pharrell on the bench after the racist redneck. I was very disappointed in that one. Just like I'm disappointed that I don't know if Rob Ryan wears his shirt at the pool or not. I
got you back on that one, Josh.
We'll figure. Yeah, he tried. He did try. Watch us live from Radio Row on the Low T webcam at sportsradio610.com. It's brought to you by the Low T Center. Coming up next, around the NFL. We're going to hear from Rob Gronkowski, and we're going to hear from some of the other characters on Media Day, including Tom Brady, who the OG John Lopez says is a nerd. You're on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.